morning. Anybody on?
Monty's here, Betty.
Good morning, Monty. How are you?
Great.
Good. Glad to hear that.
Thank you.
And to think you're only going to get better today, isn't that a wonderful thing?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, love it.
Do you have some nice weather going on where you are, Monty?
Yes, it's called liquid sunshine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we just had a lot of that on Monday.
Yeah, I love it. You know, no dust, everything's green.
Morning. Other people just joined Monty and I. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Steve. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing? Hope you're doing good.
Very good. Thank you.
Good morning.
Morning, Monty.
Anyone else want to say good morning?
Char and Joanne.
Good morning, Char and Joanne.
Barn and Betty.
Good morning.
How are both of you?
Good. Doing good. Going to be rattling some dishes, so I'm going to put mine on mute here until I get through with a little bit of this here.
Okay. Monty and Steve are on with us as well.
Oh, good. Good morning, guys.
Has left the conference.
How's everything going for everybody with the vital balance? Anybody want to say anything about what's going on with them with that?
Everything's headed in the right direction. Still love it. Still see the benefits of it. And just know that people are need what we got. Nice to share it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great.
I have a question about it. My daughter-in-law asked me last night, her stepmother has a very low potassium reading, and they put her on horse-sized pills to get it up, and she said she wanted to know if our protein shake, she didn't even know that we have a new one yet, but that's okay, has, you know, since it's high in protein, is it also high in potassium? And interestingly, the Body Balance says on the label that for each scoop, three scoops is 75, so 25 each scoop. It doesn't say anything on the Vital Balance about potassium. Anybody know? And I checked all of the labels of the jars that I have nothing with potassium.
Has arrived.
Anybody know of a way to get potassium into your body besides bananas and potatoes? She said that the food really wasn't working. They need her to, you know, or does anybody know if there is much potassium in the Vital Balance or how I can find out?
I don't know, Nancy, other than to see if it's in, what kind of amounts might be in the Vital Balance to send a email on.
Mary, the has arrived.
Should be on the call.
You know, different than the way you're thinking, Nancy. I just wonder if, and this might be something you could ask Oberly, the guy that did the salt, the minerals.
That's interesting. I looked at that this morning, Char. It's not listed at all.
Oh, wait,
okay,
I know that.
It was.
I mean, I
did look on there.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that, but what I'm meaning to say is that when the body comes in balance, see, obviously she's probably not even absorbing what's coming out of the food she's eating, if she is aware and, you know, could increase her intake of bananas and fruit and stuff like that. Okay, if she's not getting it like somebody else would be getting it when they increased it, what the balance and the absorption, the other thing would be the lactoferrin. as a delivery system, or maybe even
there.
The.
I wasn't listed either.
Okay, I know you're
no,
not going to see
saying.
It listed, but because we're dealing with Whole Foods,
right?
And so they're not. It's going to be totally different. But if it's not getting into her body or being absorbed, it's not that she's not getting it. It's not that she's not. It's that she's not absorbing it. See?
Mm-hmm. So, from what, from the way Dixie stated it, and it was very brief that we talked because we were all at dinner. It sounded like she's so low that it would take a massive amount of food to get her to a higher level. And so she, my daughter-in-law, seems to be the one who, and I'm not even sure she mentioned it to, you know, her stepmother, but she said, since it's a high protein, does it also have some good potassium in it? And I said, I don't know, I would check. So,
yeah, I don't think you're going to get exaggerated amounts of anything in any of our products anymore.
Right.
But what I've heard them say over and over, Dr. Naidu and some of the other ones connected with the, you know, more of the research of, or more understanding maybe. The other one would be that nutrition book, from, Joe Zapanica. Or something like that. I can't remember the last name, but anyway, it's different. And, but I'm just standing on the fact that when your body's in balance, it will then absorb because,
okay.
You know, the only thing, you know, that's the only thing I could think of.
So
because I really don't think we're going to get any large amounts of anything because we're off that whole idea in the way we're approaching the body. You know, and maybe at this point she's just got to go the medical route and get shots or whatever they give them for potassium.
Yeah, I think right now she's taking pills that are huge.
Yeah.
Now she did go through cancer about maybe it's over a year ago already. And I lose track of time, and that I suspect could have some bearing on this also.
Sure.
I don't know. Okay.
But at least I'd offer the suggestion to her if she wants to try it or go from the direction of maybe finding out what Naidu would say on it or even in his book if that could create the absorption at a much higher level with the potassium as it has with other things that they've utilized because it's nothing more than a delivery system.
Yeah, so you're talking about the lacto.
Both the lacto and the osteodance. So, you know, because it has to go into the bones. Any of the minerals have to go into the bones to be processed.
Okay.
Is what
and
my understanding of it is.
By taking
and
both of those.
As we get older. Uh-huh. I'm sorry.
So I'm just trying to clarify in my own mind. By taking both of those, it would allow the potassium that she's eating in food to get into where it needs to be better and show a better result in a blood test.
Right, right.
Okay.
Because that's the major role of both of those vitamins is acting as they're a replenishment because we cannot absorb and break down any longer what we take in. And that's got to be what she's doing. If she's even taking the pill, she's taking the pill, but she's probably not even seeing the kind of results she could get from it because
mm-hmm.
that's why they're, you know, having to give her so much.
Okay. It gets a little complicated, I know. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
But
a couple other resources possibly would be Dr. Elkhorn.
There you go.
Elkhorn, and also Dr. Jackson. Could use some helpers.
Thank you.
I don't know how to reach any of those, but thank you.
Elkhorn was just on the call and said that her information would be.
Oh, okay. The one who was on
that. On that, I know.
Okay.
Saturday.
And being a bone doctor. Sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I just was saying, being a bone doctor, she should really be great on the absorption part of it.
Okay. I think
Vance knows how to get a hold of her.
I'm sorry?
Vance knows how to get a hold of her. And actually,
okay.
I have her email. I have
before
her email.
Before I do that, I would need more information from Dixie. Just to see, to make sure, number one, that she's even eating foods and knows what the foods are that are high in potassium. That would be helpful to know. And, you know, just talk to her a little bit more about it anyway.
I'll look at one of my things and when I get through this morning, or, I mean, into the morning, and give you a call if I find anything on it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate your input.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention on the, we've got a month worth of calls up on the blog. And, I put a search box there so you can put a word in and search for it. So it's, off to the right hand side. So it, seems to work pretty good. It'll give you the posts that have that particular word in it. So just so that you're aware, not only do we have the information there, we have a way to search it.
That sounds great, Steve. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Put the information on the Seattle Veg Fest there also last night. But it's free, so that's going to be even better.
Yes. Yes. When is that?
This weekend.
Oh, okay. Well, I was reading an article about antibiotic use on organic apples and pears that I didn't even know was happening. So the article says generally antibiotics are shunned by organic aficionados and natural health advocates alike. The dangers of antibiotic resistant superbugs and devastation of beneficial bacteria in the body are enough reason to seek alternatives. The consumers who eat organic apples or pears may be inadvertently ingesting tetracycline and streptomycin, two antibiotics used to combat common infections of the lung, middle ear, and urinary tract, as well as more life-threatening diseases like tuberculosis, plague, and cholera. Unfortunately, when antibiotics are overused, they eventually become ineffective, leaving us high and dry for when the medicine is truly needed. Antibiotics also ravage the intestinal tract, destroying the good bacteria that helps to keep us disease-free. All in all, consuming antibiotics haphazardly in food is not ideal. As reported by the Organic Consumers Association, apples and pears produced organically can be sprayed with antibiotics to minimize crop loss associated with fire blight, a bacterium that kills the shoots of pear, and select ornamental trees. Concerned about the overuse of these sprays, the National Organic Standards Board informed growers the practice would be forbidden after 2014. Due to pressure from the organic apple and pear industry, the date might be pushed back to 2016. And this isn't the first time the prohibition has been delayed. Originally, tetracycline was set to be banned from organic production in 2012, but in response to a survey of organic apple and pear producers in Washington State, the date was postponed. Evidently, 80% of growers said if they could not use tetracycline to control fire blight, they would be forced to reduce their acreage or exit the organic apple and pear production industry, according to Sustainable Food News. However, the real question is whether or not antibiotics are absolutely necessary to control the disease. Experts say no. Natural solutions to the rescue. Ken Johnson, an authority of botany and plant pathology in Oregon State University, has extensively researched alternatives to antibiotics in controlling fire blight. After testing the study, a protocol of copper spray, lime sulfur, and fish oil when sprayed at key growth periods is just as effective as antibiotics in controlling the bacteria. Home gardeners have found white vinegar spray useful against the blight as well. As consumers, we can protect ourselves by always choosing breeds that are naturally resistant to fire blight. The Orient, Summer Crisp, and Kefir pear varieties are most impervious. Ear Clear of Bartlett. The safest apples include Jonah Free, Melrose, Northwestern, Greening, Nova Easy Grow, Prima, Priscilla, Quinte Red Free, Surprise, and Wine Sap. It's best to avoid Beacon, Braeburn, Cortland, Fuji Gala, Ginger Gold, Gold Delicious, Granny Smith, Honey Gold, Iderid, Jonathan, Lodi, Monroe, Mutsu, Pink Lady, Rome Beauty, Wayne Wealthy, Yellow Transparent, and Zesta. Those are the ones, all the ones I know, the ones that are the ones we should be eating, I don't know that I have ever really heard of. So that kind of leaves you in a tizzy. And also, how can you get that antibiotic off whenever you're purchasing these things? Is it all the way through the apple? What's the scoop? Anybody know?
I buy Melrose and Damon Wine Sap locally from local growers. They are not organic, but they claim that they only spray them in the beginning of the season, which, you know, do you want your pesticides or do you want antibiotics, it sounds like now. I have never seen organic come into where I shop, I should say, as far as Melrose or Stamen. You see a lot of Gala, you see a lot of Fuji, and there are a couple others that you mentioned that I see in organic here. That you said are on the do not eat list, but the other ones you don't even see as organic coming this way.
Exactly. Yeah, so, and I was never aware there was any issue with this kind of thing, with them being sprayed with antibiotics at all. That this is really all new to me.
Where did the article come from, Betty?
It comes from naturalnews.com.
Naturalnews.com. I want to write that down because I was not totally unaware of the antibiotics on it, but see, that's another one they can cover up that is under the flag as far as being okay because
exactly.
It's been allowed. We can use these chemicals, and that's what really irritates me when we know they're a violation to our body again. So, say that again. It was
naturalnews.com.
Naturalnews.com. Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Can you send that article down, Betty, or do you not have it on your computer, and then we can send it out?
Yes, I will see if I still have it or whether I deleted it. If I have it, I will pass it on.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Anything else? Any other comments, concerns?
I did a program, I think it was last week, on antibiotics and how we are headed in the direction for superbugs because of all this use over the years. I mean, just, and he said, you know, it's not just the doctors who are handing them out like M&Ms. Patients are demanding antibiotics. So it's a double-edged sword there.
Right, and you know, that's really what concerned me so much in reading this article is this is an area where I never thought there would be that kind of issue to deal with.
No, who would ever think that?
Yeah, you know, to spray antibiotics on any kind of plants, you know, be it fruit trees or whatever, is amazing to me.
I agree. It's bad enough that they're pumping it into the animal stocks and everything like that.
Yes, absolutely. So we have it not only coming from the animals, but now being aware that it's on fruits or, who knows, vegetables. So, yeah, just, you can see then why there's such an overload.
And then it even, when they're spraying produce with it, it even gets into the water source in a better, easier way.
Exactly. It's just crazy. So I have 5 ways to strengthen your immunity using simple food choices. Garlic is one. Powerful member of the onion family, comes up frequently in lists of food and herbs that promote health and prevent disease. Garlic's high allicin content is largely responsible for its disease-fighting effects, as this powerful antioxidant compound neutralizes free radicals and quells disease-causing inflammation. As a whole, garlic has been used for thousands of years to prevent and treat respiratory, bacterial, fungal, viral, and parasitic infections as well. Homemade chicken soup is another one. Arguably one of the most effective and delicious natural remedies preventing and treating viral infections. Homemade chicken soup made from whole pasture-raised chickens is loaded with disease-fighting nutrients such as cysteine, an amino acid released during the cooking of chicken that, according to prevention.com, resembles the bronchitis drug acetylcysteine. Grilled chicken broth made from whole chicken bones and all also contain a host of beneficial fats, vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients that support vibrant immunity. The next one is sweet potatoes. A rich source of both vitamin A and C, sweet potatoes are another essential immune-boosting food. Sweet potatoes are particularly beneficial for your skin, which just so happens to be your body's largest organ and the first line of defense against harmful bacteria, viruses, and other pathogens. But this starchy root vegetable also contains nutrients that improve cardiovascular and nervous system health and also boost immunity. Sweet potatoes are also one of the most effective foods for boosting glutathione levels in the body. Glutathione is also referred to as the master antioxidant, as it plays a primary role in detoxifying cells and fighting off free radicals. In general, high glutathione levels are absolutely vital for maintaining strong immunity, which in turn helps lengthen lifespan and improve overall quality of life. Mushrooms, which we're well aware of, long revered in traditional Chinese medicine, for their incredible ability to stimulate the immune system. Mushrooms of numerous sorts may hold the key to keeping you and your family healthy during the winter season. Copious research, including a 2009 study out of Arizona State University, has revealed that white button, reishi, maitake, shiitake, and oyster mushrooms, to name just a few, all possess unique immune-boosting properties that make them a worthy addition to a healthy diet. Thank you. Our immunity has them all and more. Brazil nuts. Nancy, you brought Brazil nuts to us, didn't you? One of nature's richest sources of selenium, Brazil nuts are distinctively beneficial in promoting a healthy immune system. Recognized for its ability to stimulate the production of antibodies, selenium is involved in most functions of cellular biochemistry and is absolutely essential for proper immune function. Selenium also plays an important role in the production and function of glutathione, which, as mentioned earlier, boosts adaptive immunity and promotes the production of white blood cells.
I have one a day.
Yes. Those
That's
are the
need.
5.
Mm-hmm.
Any comments? Okay.
I realized Brazil nuts were for immunity. I knew it had selenium, but I didn't realize that was for the immune system.
You know what? I didn't either. So yeah, I everything plays a balanced part.
Sure.
So we just just have a couple more minutes. Anybody have any questions, thoughts, or concerns at this point?
That list you just gave made me think of Furman's list and all of the G-bombs, because he covers those in what he's saying with the groupings. The one that, you know, the one thing that was left out there was the greens, which is at the very highest list. And I just printed off of Oz's site one of the forms or one of the listings that I wanted in the worst way in print for people to be able to see and have, and that's the rating of the foods, how high they are for building the body. And that's the greens are at the very top of the list, and that was one thing that wasn't mentioned, because it, with the micronutrients, you've got the formula for having it and the things that we need to, you know, have our immune system at the highest level. So, you know, that would be the only thing. And of course, he does not bring chicken into it. That would be the one difference on that end of it. But I'll certainly give it to my dogs.
Yes.
Along with the bones. I was grinding up that before, and I've got plenty of it here, so need to get back on that subject, because if their immune system is heavy, it means that some things can be transferred to humans, so it helps us too.
Yes, indeed, and I'm glad you brought that up, Char, about the Dr. Oz. The things that he has on there at this point from Dr. Furman, they have a nice picture of the food pyramid, the way it really should be set up, and those nutrients and their rate, their numbers is something I was looking for too. So all on there, and great information. So catch it while it's still up there.
Yes, it is excellent.
Yeah. So anything else?
Good job. Thank you.
Okay, we'll call it a day then, and hope that everybody has a wonderful one. Good and healthy, and prosperous, and have a great day. Enjoy yourselves, and spread the word about Neekin.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Oh. Appreciate your participation.
Thank you. Great. Yeah, I'll just mention Dottie sent out a recipe to Nancy, who sent it to me, and I posted it with Nancy's call this week for a healthy sounding granola. So, thought I'd mention that.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
Yeah, have a great day. Bye now.
Thanks, everybody.
To learn more about Neekin, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.